Hello.
Hey Alex, it's Fami. I have Mr. Moore on the line, and whenever you're ready, I'll do the transfer.
Yeah, I'm ready. You could transfer him.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I was the one that originally tried to reach out to
Yes,
you.
I got your voicemail. We're on vacation for a couple of days, and I'm just returning the phone call.
Perfect. Yeah, so you said you're still experiencing those slow speeds?
Yeah, what happened was last week, just for, I'm not that smart with this stuff. So last week, we had four couples over for dinner, and they took out their phones and they did a speed test. Since we just got new, they all came up with almost the same readings. They said, we're getting a tenth of what we were told we were supposed to be getting. We're getting like, between 100 and 200 meg in almost every room of the house. It's closer to 100 than 200. Right now I just did it in a room right next to where where everything is. I got a download of 213 and an upload of 145. Are those good numbers?
That's on Wi-Fi, right?
Yes.
Those are good numbers on Wi-Fi. You're not
Yeah,
on
that's
Wi-Fi.
good.
On Wi-Fi, you're never gonna get not even half of your speeds on Wi-Fi. That's just the
Now, what is
nature.
this? What's this one
Pardon?
gig thing then that they talk about?
So the 1 gig would be like if you're directly connected. So if you Ethernet cable to your computer or whatever, that you should be able to get that. Or if you have a device capable of those speeds. Most devices, like I have an iPhone 13
Yeah.
Pro Max, it tops out about 400. It can't go past that. Even if you have the available to go above that, even if you do a speed test, it won't go above the 400 anyways. So it varies from device to device, but for my iPhone specifically, 13 Pro Max, the top out is about 400 gigabytes. Four, sorry,
Okay,
yeah, 400 gigabytes.
I'm half of 400. I can hardly ever get 200.
Yeah, like that's still in and around the area you want to be in on Wi-Fi.
Okay, so that's very misleading. Wow. Okay.
Well, it's just the nature of the technology. Wi-Fi really can't handle up to a gig. If you directly connect in though, you should be able to get a gig for sure.
Okay, but most people don't do that. Plug in directly with their phones and
No, not
everything
with the
else, right?
phone, but like most people who are like PC who like work from home, they usually connect the device straight in. That way they can just have like the best connection possible.
Okay, so 10% of what they said we're supposed to get is good.
On Wi-Fi, yes.
Okay, that's okay. I didn't know that. Okay, well, okay, thank you then.
No problem. Is there any other issues going
No,
on?
no, no. All the other three guys just thought that was so low. Didn't think it was much better than what spectrum that they have.
In the broad spectrum, if you're comparing it to that one gig, yes, because that's the amount of bandwidth you have available to you. But like, because the Wi-Fi technology is not yet caught up to where we are with, fiber and all that kind of stuff, it's kind of it won't get all those speeds fully to the Wi-Fi. Maybe if you had if you end up getting like a router with six like Wi-Fi 6 router, like with the 6E connection, that would probably be able to handle it a little better. Maybe get 500, 600, but even then, you're still not going to get that full.
Okay, so right now when I did it was 213 and 145. That's good then.
That's
Okay.
great on Wi-Fi. Yep.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
No problem. You have a nice rest of your day, sir.
Okay, thank you. Bye.